podcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon from Peterswood Park, the site of today's PIAA Class 1A softball semifinal between the Carmichael's Mighty Mikes and the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. I'm Jason Tennant. We have Brandon Bennett running the controls today with Noah Tennant on camera and Jacob Knisner producing at WJPA Studios. This matchup is number 4 on the year between these co-champions of Section 2 in the WPIAL. And today there's a spot in the state championship game at Penn State's Beard Field on the line. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. By Bud Bear Subaru, Route 19 South Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on washjeff.edu. This broadcast also brought to you on greensports.net by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By 10 Mile, experience, proven, and highly qualified contracting since 2007. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Also, of course, live video today on NFHS, and we will be coming back and taking a deeper dive into this matchup here today, the PIAA 1A softball semifinals, as we will continue our Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In your time of need, Rob McIlvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Welcome back here on the Iron Synergy pregame show. Jason Tennant with you here today, and looking forward to a great matchup, number 4 between these two teams, both champions, co-champions of Section 2 in the WPIL Class 1A, and their meetings this season have been very tight. Going back, you had the first matchup that actually went, it's kind of interesting how it played out. The first matchup didn't end until after the second matchup was done, if that makes any sense to you. First game was actually suspended due to darkness in the after 13 innings. They had to resume that game, and when they did, the Carmichaels came out victorious in 15 innings by a score of 7-5. But while they were waiting for that game to be completed, they played a game at Carmichael's that Chartiers Houston won 6-5. Then the two met in the WPIL semifinals in a game that came right down to the wire, winning runs scored on a passed ball, And Chartiers Houston won that one 3-2. So a couple of one-run games. The game that was the largest deficit, if you will, went 15 innings. It was a two-run final score, but obviously stayed tied for quite a long time. And now these two will meet again. In fact, you look down through what these teams have done through the season. Chartiers Houston, the WPIL champion, after defeating Carmichael's in that Whippeal semifinal. Their only loss, Chartiers Houston, has been to Carmichael's. And meanwhile, the other side, I shouldn't say that. The only loss, you know, section-wise and playoff-wise, their only loss was to Carmichael's, that 7-5 loss in 15. They did lose to Thomas Jefferson back in March in a scrimmage. Just the two losses on the year for Chartiers Houston. Carmichael's only losses, aside from early scrimmage in March to Middleton, Wisconsin, have been to Chartiers Houston. So this is fitting. These two teams would meet for now the right to go to the state championship game. And these two teams, even despite the fact that they've had a lot of success, these programs have had a lot of success over the years, both of these teams, the programs, have one state title to their credit. And it's been a while since either one has been to the state championship game. The most recent victory, Chartiers Houston was state champions. Their championship came in 2010. That's their only state title. That came in 2010. Carmichael's won their only state title back in 1998. And if you look back at the last time these teams have been to this far in the postseason, well, for Carmichael's, they made it to the semifinals the year after they won the state title. They did make it back to the semifinals that year. That was 1999, the last time the Mikes have been this far. Now, the Buccaneers of Chartiers Houston, they have been to the semifinals recently. They of course, won the title in 2010, but they have been back to the semifinals where we are here today. They were, in fact, here, let's see, going back to 2019, 2018, and also in 2012, they made appearances. Also in 2011, so they made four appearances to the semifinals since they won their state title. But that state title coming back in 2010 for the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. So it's rare that you get this far, and then of course you are looking for a spot in the state championship game. So a lot on the line here today. Two teams very familiar with each other, and we'll even take a little trip down memory lane. One of the more important games these two teams ever met in was back in 2012. That was for a WPIL title, and we'll revisit some of the names from that box score a little bit later on in the broadcast as well. Looking forward to it. Like I said, two teams very familiar with each other, and boy, it looks like we are going to be getting it on here very soon. So we'll step aside, bring you back with starting lineups on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Subaru. We have a great offer for a limited time on a new 2024 Subaru Outback. 72-month financing for only 2.9% on all 24 Outback models through the end of the month. Doesn't make any difference if it's a base, a limited, a touring. We have a great selection. Come on up and drive one home today.
Offer good for qualified buyers on new 2024 Subaru Outback models. Must take new retail delivery by 7/1/24.
Bud Bear Subaru, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Well, you got to love it. We're going to get an early start here today, much early. So we'll bring up the lineup here real quick so you can take a look at it, and then we'll get right into things here as Ella Ritchie will lead off for Chartiers Houston, followed by shortstop Lauren Rush and Meadow Ferry, the pitcher. Cleanup hitter is left fielder Zaley Fawner. Batting fifth is Taryn Drylack. Batting sixth, Shauna Riggle. Seventh is Emily Suaro. Eighth is Signe English. And ninth is Alana Pallone. And we are underway, folks, with a pitch high to Ella Ritchie from Bailey Barniak. Ball one. And, yeah, this game starting a little early today. One-oh the count.
And Barniak will kick and deal. And that one's inside for ball two. Having a little technical difficulty with our scoreboard. If you're watching on the NFHS Network, we'll look to get that resolved for you here as soon as we can. 2-0 is the count. And the pitch from Barniak. That is in there for a called strike. There we go. 2-1 the count. We're all squared away. This one's popped up in the infield. Second baseman Voighthoffer goes back to snag it. And there's one away here in the top of the first inning. Voighthoffer just drifting back to the edge of the grass. You'll see that on the NFHS video feed. If you're listening, you could be listening on WJPA AM. We're also live on WJPA.com and greensports.net. Live video on the NFHS Network. We welcome you wherever you may be tuned in to today's state semifinal action. First pitch to Lauren Rush is fouled off. Strike one to the number two hitter in this Chartiers Houston batting order. Apologize we didn't get through the lineups, but this game started a good 6 minutes early, cutting short our Iron Synergy pregame show. Barniak's 0-1 pitch misses low for a ball, 1-1 the count. Barniak checks the wristband. Comes home with the 1-1. That also misses low, now 2-1. Meadow Ferry on deck. She is also due up here in this top of the first inning. Carmichael's winning the home field, if you will, by coin toss. That's the way they determine things. After that first round of the state playoffs, things determined by coin toss. It's fouled back out of play. 2-2 on the batter, Lauren Rush. Defensively for Carmichael's, Barniak inside the circle. Waggett behind the plate. Infield first to third is Jacobs, Megan Voighthoffer, McConnell, and Miller. Outfield left to right is Plavy, Staggers, and Avery Voighthoffer. You'll hear the other first names of those mics when we go to their batting order. This is ripped deep into center field, and that is going to get down between Plavy and Staggers. Heading into second base with a one-out double is Lauren Rush. Gave it a ride to the fence. It gets between the outfielders. Just a perfectly placed gap shot by Rush. And the Bucks have a runner in scoring position. Last time these two teams met in the WPL semifinal, the game started with a first at-bat home run by Ella Ritchie. They don't get that instant offense this time, but they do have that runner in scoring position right out of the gate. Umpire going to call time. Actually, they're going to intentionally walk Meadow Ferry. Pitching opponent of Barniak will not get a chance to swing the bat here in the top of the first. She heads down to first base. Two on, one out. As the Bucks looking to get on the board and strike first blood here early. Batter is Zaylee Fawner, cleanup hitter, left fielder on this Buccaneer team. And she'll swing through this one. Strike one. One, no balls, one strike. Pitch from Barniak. Chopped foul right at the plate. Count goes to 0-2. Fawner, the four hitter in the order. 3.48 batting average on the season. Walked Ferry's 4.53 average, but of course you had first base empty. You set up a force play everywhere here with that, and you don't need it because there's a called strike three, and the first strikeout for Barniak catches Zaylee Fawner looking, and that's two away here in this first inning. Taryn Drylack, the batter now. Two on, two out. And the pitch. That's a called strike. Oh, One out double from Lauren Rush, setting the stage here in the first inning. Barniak looking to leave those runners stranded right where they are. Fouled back, and now 0-2 on Taryn Drylack. Last time either one of these teams was in the state championship game, those games were played at Shippensburg, not at Penn State. So it would be the first trip to Beard Field for either one of these teams, and that it just misses outside. The count goes to 1-2 here to Drylack. Center field camera you're seeing there on the NFHS network. We also have Noah Tennant down the first baseline to catch the action fence-free, if you will. Fouled back out of play, and the count stays at 1-2. Again, we'll get to that Carmichael's batting order before the bottom of the first. We apologize, weren't able to get to the batting orders prior to the contest starting as we normally would. Got that pregame cut short. Pitch inside for a ball. Ball scoots away from Waggett just a bit, but not enough to allow either Rush or Ferry to think about advancing. Two balls, two strikes. Barniak kicks and deals. Ground ball through the third baseman, Miller. That got right down the line and just inside the bag. One run going to score on an RBI double from Taryn Drylack. And the Bucks are on the board. Ferry held up at third base on the play. And Chartiers Houston strikes first here in the top of the first inning. Rush comes around to score. Ferry held at third. And now Shauna Riggle, the batter. Like I said, the last time these two teams met up at Montour in the WPIAL semifinal, Chartiers Houston got out to a lead there as well with the home run. And now they bring out Aubrey Randolph to run, courtesy runner for Ferry, the pitcher. And Randolph is the one who scored that winning run on the ball that got past Waggett late in that WPIAL semifinal. But they're looking to take advantage here in the top of the first. Two in scoring position with two away. Shauna Riggle, the batter. Barniak's pitch up high for ball one. Carmichael's in their last game Thursday at Berlin Brothers Valley. They defeated Claysburg Kimmel, and they struck for three runs in the top of the first to really set a tone. Chartiers Houston looking to set the tone here. Already one run in. Check swing called strike. 1-1 the count to Riggle. One ball, one strike. Barniak's pitch. Low. Ball two. What a big difference this would be if Barniak able to get the out here. You get out of it having only given up one. A base hit potentially makes it 3-0 right out of the gate. Here's the pitch from Barniak. Pop fly, shallow left, charging in and just making the catch. A beautiful play by Plavy. The basket catch just before it hits the ground. You'll see it here on the CNX Foundation replay. A fantastic grab by Peyton Plavy in left field to end the top of the first inning. But the Bucks strike for a run on two hits. No errors, and they strand two. We've played a half inning. It's Chartiers Houston 1. Carmichael's coming to bat here on NFHS, ScreenSports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Very quickly, your Carmichael's batting order here. They will lead off with their catcher, Caitlin Waggett. Batting second will be pitcher Bailey Barniak. Third is Karis McConnell. She's at shortstop. Cleanup hitter is their first baseman, Allie Jacobs. Batting fifth is Megan Voidhofer at second base. Left fielder Peyton Plavey will bat sixth. Avery Voidhofer in right bats seventh. Dusky Staggers, center fielder, bats eighth. And Elena Simon, the designated player, bats ninth. The flex player is third baseman, Allie Miller. So here we go. We have, again, I got to rip through those lineups as we were crunched for time, and now here we are into the bottom of the first inning in a first pitch ball to Caitlin Waggett as the Mikes will look to answer that one spot already put up on two hits by Chartiers Houston in the top of the first. Meadow Ferry inside the circle for Chartiers Houston. The pitch misses outside, 2-0. Going back to the end of that top of the first inning, that play by Peyton Plavey out in left field might be one that you circle. That was a defensive play that very likely saved two runs from crossing the plate. Chopper to short. Rush has it. Throw on to first in time. And there's one away. Play goes 6-3. Bailey Barniak, Karis McConnell also due up in this bottom of the first inning for the Mikes. Get to that Chartiers Houston defense here in just a moment as well. Ferry's pitch to Barniak, fouled off. Ferry inside the circle, Ritchie behind the plate. Infield first to third is Riegel, Drylack, Rush, and English. Outfield left to right is Fawner, Pallone, and Suaro. Straight nine for the Bucks. No flex player in the lineup. Ferry's 0-1. Missing inside, ball one. 1-1 the count to Barniak. Nice crowd on hand. Of course, it is a local game. You don't have the travel that these two teams have had. Well, at least for Carmichael's has had. This ball in the dirt for a ball. Chartiers Houston actually opened their state playoff on this very field, but then had to travel to Mount Aloysius in their quarterfinal and defeated West Branch. The 2-1. That's a called strike, and Ferry maybe got a call on that one, as that one was looked to be pretty low. We'll check this replay. Yeah, that looked to be below the knees, but nonetheless, our replay is not the one making the call. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch from Ferry. Chopper gets over the head of Ferry. Charging here is Drylack. Just in time for the play. And that was bang, bang. We'll get a look at it here on the NFHS feed. I'll tell you what. That looked like Barniak may have beaten that. Get another glance at it here. Yeah, I would. Looks like Barniak may have beat that. But it goes as an out. Again, we are not making these calls. Those are the umpires, and they are more qualified than we. Karis McConnell, the batter now. And that pitch in there for a strike. Bang, bang play at first. Karis McConnell tried to hit us in her last at-bat on Thursday. Hit a sent a home run out into left field where we were stationed for that game, and it was a no-doubter when she connected with that one. This one's popped out of play right side, and McConnell behind 0-2 here to Meadow Ferry. No balls and two strikes, two away here in the bottom of the first. Chartiers Houston with a 1-0 lead. The pitch to McConnell, taken high, 1-2. He's talking about a nice crowd on hand. Obviously, it's a shorter distance for Chartiers Houston here to Peterswood, but Carmichael's is not going to complain about the drive to Peters Township either. The 1-2. That one's low for a ball. His field is situated in such a way that the seating, you've got the hillside, and that's where a lot of people gather to watch this game from the outfield. Much better to watch a game on this field than it is on the other field here behind us, where much better views around this one. That's a called strike three, but taking off for first base, going to require a throw down, and that throw down is just in time to get McConnell. Nicely executed there by Richie and Riggle with the throw down to first to finish the strikeout. Mics go down in order in the top of the first inning. We've played one. Chartiers Houston 1, Carmichael's nothing here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
7-8-9, bottom third of the Chartiers Houston order due up here. That's Suaro, English, and Pallone to face Bailey Barniak in the top of the second inning. First pitch strike. Barniak struck out one in the first inning. Ferry also struck out one in that first. Chartiers Houston getting the two doubles, though, in the first inning off Barniak. That is the difference so far. Popped foul out of play, and Barniak gets ahead of Suaro by an 0-2 count. Both teams had tighter first-round games in the state playoffs than they did in their quarterfinals. This is grounded slow roller back to Barniak. This will be an easy play over to first and one away. You go back and look at the PIAA bracket, and Chartiers Houston's first win was a 2-1 nail-biter over Berlin Brothers Valley, like I said, right here at Peterswood Park. Then they traveled out to Mount Aloysius. Their score over West Branch was 4-0. That was tighter for a good portion of the game, but they kind of took a larger lead late. Carmichael's on the other side actually needed extra innings in their opening game. This pitch is fouled off by Sydney English. Carmichael defeated Cambridge Springs 2-1 in extra innings. And then it was 8 innings, by the way, just one extra inning needed there. And then had a much easier time on Thursday out at Berlin Brothers Valley, where they defeated Claysburg Kimmel 8-1. They got up in that game early, 3-0, led 5-0 by the fifth, and then tacked on three more in the seventh. And just never felt like that game was in question for the Mikes. Slapping one here, foul. How do we get two out? That ball must have been caught in play. I don't know. We'll have to go back and look at the replay. And I apologize. That was caught, and I was looking down at my sheet. I thought that it fouled out of play. That is my fault. I apologize. So Sydney English was out number two. Boy, apologize for that misstep on my part. We'll get it all straight now. And now Alana Pallone is the batter. And Pallone has a 1-1 count. Yeah, it's one of those I thought that was over the fouled out of play and looked down at my sheet to get some other things and didn't realize the play had been made. So I apologize for that. 2-1 the count here to Pallone. And the pitch. Slapped again right down the line. No, goes right back to Barniak. Another 1-3 put out here for the Mikes to close out the second inning. So the Bucks go down in order in the second. We've played an inning and a half. It is Chartiers, Houston 1, Carmichael's nothing here on NFHS. Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Heading into the bottom of the second inning here for Carmichael's, it'll be Allie Jacobs, Megan Voighthofer, and Peyton Plavey. That's the heart of the order, 4-5-6 for these Mikes to face Meadow Ferry. Allie Jacobs is the Greensports.net Athlete of the Week, McCracken Pharmacy Athlete of the Week. Largely in due to her 5 RBI performance on Thursday. She drove in all 5 of the first 5 Carmichael's runs. She takes a strike, 1-1 the count. Led off in her first at-bat was a 3-run home run. She would have an RBI ground out and an RBI single as well in that ball game. 1-1 pitch to Jacobs. Taken outside. 2-1. Just to go back to that half inning, the play that I missed somehow was a pop-out, foul-out in foul ground caught by the third baseman, Miller. Called strike, 2-2. Thanks to Chris Dugan for clarifying that for me. Of course, those watching the video, I'm sure, saw it. I just wasn't paying attention. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Maybe got a piece of it, but into the glove of Richie for the strikeout. And that's now the second strikeout thrown by Ferry back-to-back if you go back to the end of the first inning. Now Megan Voighthofer for the batter. Mike's looking for their first base runner here. Thought they had one on the ground ball by Barniak to second. Looked like she may have beaten out an infield single, but not the way the call went. Pitch missing for ball one to the Mike's second baseman, Voighthofer. Talked about Jacobs being our McCracken Pharmacy Athlete of the Week on Greensports.net. We will name a Greensports.net and Community College of Beaver County player of the game after this one. Called strike to Voighthofer. Meadow Ferry gets her sign, comes home with the pitch. Chopped foul. And Voighthofer falls behind in the count 1-2. These two teams both reached the quarterfinals of the state playoffs a year ago. One ball and 2 strikes. Popped foul out of play. We'll do it again at 1-2. Last season, the Mikes defeated DuBois Central Catholic in a first-round game and then lost to Glendale in the quarterfinals, extra innings, 5-4. Chartiers Houston defeated Cambridge Springs by a score of 13-2 and lost to Claysburg Kimmel in the quarterfinals, 5-1. Chopped foul. Count remains 1-2 to Voighthofer. Cloudy skies here today at Peterswood Park. I was expecting a prettier day, if you will. It has been overcast and, dare I say, almost cool. I'm not complaining about that coolness, but 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the second inning for Meadow Ferry. and she has now fanned three in a row as she gets ready to face Peyton Plavey. Plavey, the great defensive play to end the top of the first, and probably, not probably, she saved certainly a run and very likely two. Chopper to second. And a little tough hop there, but a nice job by Drylack to stay with it and get the out. This one took a funny hop. She kind of had to lunge to her left at the last second, but she's able to recover and make the play, and the Mikes are down in order again here in the second. We have played two. It is Chartiers Houston 1, Carmichael's nothing here on NFHS, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Top of the order for Chartiers Houston as we head to the top of the third inning. Get a look at the line score there. The Mikes still looking for their first base runner in this ballgame. Chartiers Houston had three on in the first and were able to get a run on a couple of doubles. Hard ground ball through the left side by Richie. Her first hit of the game comes on the first pitch of the top of the third inning. And now the ball got away from the outfield and swiping a second base on an error. Is Richie. Good heads-up play here by Richie. You see this throw in from center field, and it just somehow got underneath the glove of second baseman Voighthofer, and Richie finds herself at second base. I guess that error has to go in the center fielder, although the throw didn't look all that bad. Batter is Lauren Rush, who doubled last time and rips one hard, but foul. Third base side. Definitely an error, whether you charge it on the center fielder or the second baseman. It's got to probably be an E4. We'll get a consensus on that. We'll get a chance. Or E8, I mean. E8, excuse me. Lauren Rush, who doubled and scored. Now an 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Barniak. Grounder, left side, third baseman Miller's got it. Throw is a slow one on to first, but just in time to get the out there. Throw back across and safely into third is Ella Ritchie. This throw didn't have a lot on it, and Lauren Rush is just barely beaten by that throw from Miller. Play goes 5-3, and Ritchie advances to third. So one away here in the top of the third. Meadow Ferry, the batter, walked in her first plate appearance, was intentionally walked. They might do that again. First base is empty. No, instead it's a grounder, and it's up the middle and through. And the Bucks will have a 2-0 lead with an RBI single from Meadow Ferry, helping out her own cause to drive in Ella Ritchie. Just a simple ground ball right through the middle. And the Bucks now lead it by a score of 2-0. Going to have a meeting here of the Carmichael's infield. Caitlin Waggett not even getting involved from the catcher's spot. She's just staying behind the plate. And Ferry, I thought maybe we'd see a runner for Ferry, but she had gone in during that break. Comes right back out to take her spot at first base. One run in, one runner on with one out here in the third, and the batter is Zaylee Fawner. Struck out looking first time up. Barniak's pitch up high. Ball one as Waggett feigns a throw to first base. Talking about it being overcast, it's almost starting to look ominous at this point. 1-0 pitch from Barniak. Jam shot off the handle. It's going to kick into Waggett's glove. She plays it in fair territory. That's one that probably ends up foul if they let it roll, but Waggett felt confident, especially I don't think Fawner actually came out of the box. She did not. So Waggett able to come out in front and grab that, get the shore out at first base. Ferry does advance to second on the play, but now two away. Good heads-up play from the catcher Waggett to get the out. Goes 2-3. Might have actually gone 2-4. We see that replay again there, Brandon? Just to double-check the it was 2-3. Jacob stayed in her spot at first base for that put-out. Taryn Drylack, the batter. RBI double, her first time up. And a first pitch strike off speed from Barniak. Courtesy runner out there for Ferry is Randolph again. Second time running for Ferry. She came in after that last at-bat. High fly ball. Shallow right field. Coming in to make the play is Avery Voighthoffer, and that will retire the side. Chartiers Houston adds on. They get a run on a couple of hits. There was one Carmichael's error and one runner left on base. We've played 2.5. Chartiers Houston 2, Carmichael's nothing here on NFHS. Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Choosing milk after exercise is important in helping your body recover and prepare for your next endurance. With 8 grams of protein per serving, milk helps build and repair muscles. Milk is all natural and has 9 essential nutrients. Refuel your body with milk.
Set to go here to the bottom of the third inning. Carmichael's still looking for their first base runner. Still first time through the order here. 7-8-9 due up. He'll lead off with Avery Voighthoffer. Dusky Staggers and Elena Simon also due up here in this bottom of the third for the Mikes. Meadow Ferry's first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Ferry with 3 strikeouts. They came in consecutive order from the 3 spot to the 5 spot. And here's a called strike. It's 0-2 on Avery Voighthoffer. Our broadcast position here right near first base. Ferry's pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 3. And quickly one down here in the third. By the way, going back to last inning, just a correction for you. The error was charged to the left fielder, Plavy, not the center fielder, Staggers. I apologize for that. It was thrown in by the left fielder. Just want to get that clarification in there as now Dusky Staggers comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike here to Staggers. The righty Ferry kicks and deals. Check swing, and it's a ball. They're going to appeal, but there's no way she went on that. That was very barely a check swing, and umpire says no. 1-1 the count. These two head coaches have been at it. I didn't realize this until this morning, but Dave Briggs, Trisha Alderson, they have been at it for the same amount of time as head coach at their respective teams. Their tenure exactly the same. They started as head coach in 2004. So they have been at it a while. I guess this will be their 21st season. But actually probably only 20th season. You forget about the COVID year. Pitch misses for a ball. 2-2 the count now to Staggers. And though Dave Briggs was not the head coach, he does not have a trip as a head coach to the state championship game or to the semifinals. This is his first trip as a head coach. He was there as an assistant during that run for Carmichael from 97 to 99. 98 winning the title, 99 reaching the semifinals. 3-2 payoff pitch from Ferry, swing and a miss, strike three. And the third inning starts just as the second inning did, with back-to-back strikeouts from Meadow Ferry. Up to Elena Simon now to try to break through here for Carmichael's. Corner infielders playing way in here on Simon. Ferry's pitch, swing and a miss, and she chased that way upstairs. Simon, the designated player on this Mike's team. The 0-1 pitcher, she bunts it, but she pops it right up to the pitcher, and that's an easy play for Ferry. And that will retire the side. The Mike's go down in order yet again here in the third. And after three, Chartiers Houston leads 2-0 on NFHSGreensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
We go to the top of the fourth. This game moving right along here at Peterswood Park. And Bailey Barniak's first offering to Shauna Riggle. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Chartiers Houston has Riggle, Suaro, and English due up here in this fourth inning. Shauna Riggle flew out to left field in her first at-bat, and that was that great play by Plavy. She pops a bunt into the air. Barniak grabs it. Did she get the tag? And the umpire is going to say yes. I don't know if we'll be able to see it. We should be. The tag is behind the runner there. Barniak says she got her. And the umpires might talk this over a little bit. The first base umpire did say the tag was good. And the out is going to stand. So Barniak able to apply the tag to Riggle coming down the line. And that play will go one unassisted. That was another bunt that back-to-back at-bats going back to the way the third inning ended. Bunts that get popped up into the air. This one did reach the ground, but Barniak able to scoop it up and tag Riggle almost all in one motion. And now another pop-up, and Barniak is there to make the catch. So Bailey Barniak, one pitch here, gets the out on Emily Suaro. Couple of pop-ups right near the plate. One falls in and leads to the tag. The other one doesn't fall in. Barniak able to get there for the out. And quickly two outs here in this top of the fourth inning. Sydney English, the batter. Popped out in foul territory first time up. First pitch missing for a ball. Barniak checks the wristband. Comes home with the pitch. This is fouled off of the leg. I think fortunately for English, this one I think hit the ground before it came up and hit her in the legs. That would take away some of that sting when it comes directly off the bat. One ball, one strike. Barniak's pitch. This is fouled, line drive toward us. Just out of reach of Jacobs giving chase to the fence. Count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch taken high for a ball. Now 2-2. These two teams always play tight games, no doubt about it. But Carmichael's has yet to put a runner on base in this one. Soft liner, two hopper to short. Throw over to first from McConnell is there in time. And the Bucks go down in order for the second time today. We have now played 3.5. It is Chartiers Houston 2, Carmichael's nothing on NFHSGreensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Subaru. We have a great offer for a limited time on a new 2024 Subaru Outback. 72-month financing for only 2.9% on all 24 Outback models through the end of the month. Doesn't make any difference if it's a base, a limited, a touring. We have a great selection. Come on up and drive one home today.
Offer good for qualified buyers on new 2024 Subaru Outback models. Must take new retail delivery by 7/1/24.
Bud Bear Subaru. Washington, BudBearSubaru.com.
Going to the bottom of the fourth inning, Carmichael's back to the top of the order, so they finally get through their order for the first time. But Meadow Ferry has been perfect so far. Caitlin Waggett to now face her for the second time today, grounded out to shortstop in her first at bat, takes ball one. Waggett, Barniak, McConnell due up in this bottom half of the fourth inning. Called strike. Said we'd take a little trip down memory lane. These two teams met in the 2012 WPL Championship. Boy, that's been a long time ago. I remember that game very well. It went extra innings. They were even playing tight games back then. Nobody scored until the sixth of that game. Fouled off by Waggett. Nobody scored until the sixth, and Carmichael's would score a run in the top of the ninth, only to be bested by two runs by Chartiers Houston in the bottom of the ninth to walk it off and win that WPL title that year. I'll get to some of the names that appear on that box score just to, like I said, take that trip down memory lane as Ferry's pitches ball two to Waggett. Winning pitcher was Caleb Briggs, had 12 strikeouts that day. Cameron Grimes took the loss for Carmichael. She struck out three that day. Ferry's pitch fouled off. We'll do it again at 2-2. A couple of doubles in that game from Carmichael's Lindsay Osborne and one from Regina Menhart. And for Chartiers Houston, they had a double from Megan Krauschar, Haley Sutton, and Piper McLaughlin's extra base hit is the one that drove in the tying and winning runs in that ball game. Some names, a little blast from the past for you. Missing here, ball three, full count on Caitlin Waggett. Some other names there, Morgan Berardi. Hugo's in the dugout here for Carmichael's today, her father. Cassie Kesnick, another name that remember being around her father and AD Kirk Kesnick for so many years. 3-2 payoff pitch coming from Ferry. called strike three, and Waggett is retired to start the fourth. That is now six strikeouts for Meadow Ferry in the first 10 batters she's faced. Bailey Barniak, the batter. Grounded out to second. That was the closest the mics were to a base runner because it looked like it may be an infield single. Did not get the call, and here the mics are still looking for that first base runner. Called strike. No balls and a strike. Ferry's pitch. Ground ball. Second base again. Drylack's throw is not handled by the first baseman, Riggle, and say goodbye to the perfect game. This will be an error on the first baseman. I mean, that throw was couldn't have been any more right there. And it just hit off the glove of Riggle. So the E3 gives the Mikes their first base runner. Harris McConnell, big offensive threat here for Carmichael, steps in. See if she can do some damage as the Mikes look for their first offense of the ball game. Ball one to McConnell. Harris McConnell on the year is a 520 hitter, leading this team in batting average. Also leading this team by a lot in home runs. She has eight. Check swing, called strike anyway. McConnell hit her eighth home run, as I mentioned, out there on Thursday. It was a no-doubter. Only one other player with multiple home runs for Carmichael's, and that's Allie Jacobs, who hit just her second in that same game on Thursday. So not a lot of power throughout this Mike's order, but this would be the spot that has the most, certainly. Two balls and a strike. Pitch to McConnell. Fouled off, 2-2. One on, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chartiers Houston leads 2-0. Happy to have you along, either on NFHS, greensports.net, WJPA.com, or listening live on 1450 AM WJPA. Welcome aboard. Missing outside. Runs the count full now, 3-2 to McConnell. Three balls, two strikes. Ferry's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got McConnell for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Allie Jacobs. Jacobs bats with one on and two out. Ferry's pitch, taken low, ball one. Barniak out there at first base, of course, a little history with her on this Carmichael's roster as well as the standout pitcher. We talked about a state title in 1998 for Carmichael's. As this pitch is taken for a strike, 1-1. I think everyone knows Nikki was then Nikki Gasty, the star pitcher for that Carmichael squad in 98 that won a state title. She is now on this coaching staff, Nikki Ondurko. Missed here for a ball. 2-1. As her daughter tries to get her team to the state championship game, it would be the first time there since 98. The 2-1. Taken for a strike, 2-2. Hey, Jacob struck out swinging first time up. Ferry looking to strike out the side with that air in the middle. Popped out of play. Count stays 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Jacobs. Lined into right field. Now the no-hitter is gone as Barniak is headed for third base in there safely on the two-out single from Allie Jacobs. And the Mikes have something going here in the bottom of the fourth with two outs. Well-placed ball through the right side by Allie Jacobs. And we might have a runner here. Going to see this off the bat of Jacobs into right field it goes. Going to have a runner. There we go. Runner's going to come out for Carmichael's. It's going to be Milana Hertig. Running pinch runner for Allie Jacobs. Would expect Jacobs to re-enter the ball game defensively, but we'll see in the next half inning. Megan Voithoff for the batter. With two on and two out. Takes a strike. Mikes did not have a base runner first three innings. The perfect game was ruined on the E3 that allowed Barniak to reach first. And had it not been for that error, Ferry would have been perfect through four. But the inning was extended due to the error, and Allie Jacobs blew up the no-hitter with her single. Now a swing and a miss, and it's strike two to Megan Voithoffer. Barniak at third, Hertig at first. Two away and an 0-2 count on Voithoffer. Pitch from Ferry. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Ferry gets out of it with three strikeouts in the inning. The Mikes threatened for the first time with one hit, no runs, there was an error, and two left on base. We've played four, Chartiers Houston 2, Carmichael's nothing here on NFHS, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As we go now to the top of the fifth inning, game moving right along. What time is it? 2:49. Of course, we started about 6 minutes early, too, in this ball game. Top of the fifth, it is the nine-hitter, Alana Pallone, to lead things off for Chartiers Houston. Ella Ritchie and Lauren Russ at the top of the order also do up, and this one is slapped, a nice line drive single into center field. A little bit of a boot out there by Staggers, but no harm done. That's a nice piece of hitting there by Pallone. She came up in the first at-bat and had kind of that slap bunt down the first baseline. Almost had that look to this swing as well, but she slapped that thing on a line right up the middle into center field. Nice single from Alana Pallone to lead off this inning, and that turns the order over here to Ella Ritchie. So big opportunity for Chartiers Houston here in the fifth. Ritchie 1-for-2 with a single. She scored in the third. And she drives one to deep left field, and this is gone. no doubter. Ella Ritchie with the homer. You see it off the bat. No doubter for Ella Ritchie. And Chartiers Houston adds on with the two-run home run. Wow. That one cleared the bank. You saw a hit out there. Clear up on the walkway beyond left center field. Ella Ritchie had the home run in the first inning of their last meeting in the WPIL semifinal. She does it again here, this time a two-run shot in the PIAA semifinal. And Chartiers Houston now with a much more commanding 4-0 lead. Nicky Ondurko out to talk things over. We got a break in the action. Let's take a quick break here on the on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Lauren Rush stands in now. Bases empty and nobody out in a one-pitch ground ball to third. Miller up with the throw over to first in time to retire Rush for the first out of the inning. This comes on the heels of Ella Ritchie's two-run home run to give the Bucks a 4-0 lead. Talked about Pallone kind of setting that up, turning the order over to the top of the order, and Ella Ritchie, Lauren Rush, Meadow Ferry had accounted for all but one of Chartiers Houston hits through the first four innings. They had all hit safely. And Ritchie quickly added to her day with that two-run shot. Meadow Ferry takes a called strike one. Ferry walked, was intentionally walked in the first inning. She singled, drove in a run in the third. And she rips this one to center field. That is off the fence about a foot from the top. Staggers. Boy, that got to the fence in a hurry. Just didn't quite have enough height to get out of here. But this pitch was absolutely destroyed by Meadow Ferry. And it hits just shy of the top of the fence over Staggers out there in center. It's a long single for Meadow Ferry. And that's just because it traveled out there so quickly. Also a good job by Staggers to play it off the fence and get it in quickly. But right now, the Bucks are hitting the ball hard. Zaylee Fawn of the batter, 0 for 2. She squares around for a bunt. Now a snap throw to first. The ball gets away from Allie Jacobs here at first base. But as Ferry had dove in, not enough time to regain her composure and head to second. It'll be a 1-0 count to Fawner after that showed bunt but pulled back to take ball one. One on, one out now in the fifth. Already two runs in for the Bucks this inning. Again showing bunt and fouling it off is Fawner. Bunting out of the cleanup spot. Nobody immune from bunting in this Chartiers Houston roster, that's for sure. Carmichael's has scored runs against this Chartiers Houston team. We talked about it before. They won their first game 7-5, lost the second one 6-5, so have put up runs. This bunt, Miller hurries the throw to first in time. The sack bunt is successful. Play went 5-4 on the sack. And that advanced Ferry into second base. So two away now for Taryn Drylack. One for two. She had an RBI double, and I think we're going to see a runner again here, and it's going to be Randolph yet again for Ferry. Third time today. Randolph is inserted as a courtesy runner for Meadow Ferry. Two away for Drylack. One for two. Doubled in the first, flew out to right in the third. Get up, get up, get up. Mike's last time they played, though, only two runs on the board against Ferry, and they certainly have had a hard time today. Pitch taken for a ball. Same could be said for Chartiers Houston. I mean, like I said, these games before today have all been very tight. But in the first two meetings, each team was able to put up some runs. This one's fouled off, first base side. Thought we might be getting hit. Lands on the bank behind us, behind the first base dugout. Ball and a strike to Drylack. And a high fly ball into right field. Voighthoffer is there to make the catch, and that will retire the side. But the Bucks send six to the plate. Two more runs come in on three hits. No errors and one left on. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Chartiers Houston 4, Carmichael's nothing on NFHS, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee in healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Peyton Plavey steps in here, 0 for 1 today. Plavey, Voighthoffer, Staggers due up in this bottom of the fifth for Carmichael's, and the first pitch is taken high for ball one. Sorry, got the inning all messed up. Bottom of the fifth is where we're at. 1-0 count on Plavey. Avery Voighthoffer waits on deck, followed by Staggers. Called strike, 1-1. 8 strikeouts on the day for Meadow Ferry, including 3 last inning. 2 in each of the previous 2 innings. Struck out 1 in the first. Here's the 1-1. Taken low, ball 2. Plavey grounded out to second her first time up. Voighthoffer and Staggers both were strikeout victims first time through the order. 2-1 pitch from Ferry. Check swing taken, strike 2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Pitch from Ferry. Chopped at the plate. That hits Plavey on the way down, unable to avoid the ball, bouncing down the first baseline and obviously hit by a batted ball in fair territory. The batter is going to be out. I think that probably goes to unassisted. It usually goes to the fielder closest to, but either way, the batter is out, getting hit with that ball in play. Tough way for the first out for the Mikes. Avery Voighthoffer now the batter. Takes high ball 1. We'll see who they give that put out to, but it's just a technicality at this point. Still an out on the board here for Ferry. This was chopped foul. Ball and a strike to Avery Voighthoffer. Ferry's pitch taken low. Ball two. Chartiers Houston up four here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Meadow Ferry kicks and deals. Taken low, and that's ball three. Ferry has not walked a batter. Only allowed two base runners thus far. One was on an error. Three-one pitch. Taken for ball four. And the Mikes have a one-out base runner here in the fifth. They got Barniak on last inning with one out via that error. She was stranded at third. Dusky Staggers, the batter, struck out her first time up. One on, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Ferry's pitch. Bunted. Charging in to make the play is first baseman Riggle. She'll throw on to Drylack covering at second. Sacrifice bunt executed by Staggers moves Voighthoffer to second. And that sack goes 3-4. And now a runner in scoring position, but two out as Elena Simon comes to the plate. Almost a little surprised they went the route of the sack bunt with the 4-0 deficit. Obviously need some runs and bunches, but now a bunt try. This is not a sack bunt. This is a bunt to try to get on. The ball gets away from the first baseman, Riggle, and that's going to allow a run to score. And that throw was a little high, but it was in the glove of Riggle. And then just came out as Simon crosses the bag. Simon going to reach. She will, you can't call it a sack because it's not a sacrifice with two outs. It's a bunt try that results with the error. She is at first base, and Voighthoffer comes around to score on the play. So the Mikes do get a run. A little unconventional in the way they score, but they do get on the board. And now you got the top of the order up. Caitlin Waggett comes to the plate with one on and two out. Ground ball, right side and through. Base hit into right, rounding second, heading for third. Here comes the throw. It is offline, a little bit out of the glove of the third baseman, English. It scoots away, but not far enough for Simon to go any further. She holds it third, and while that play is being made there, Waggett ends up at second base. Credit Waggett with the single. It'll be second and third now with two away for Bailey Barniak. Big spot in this ball game. Barniak looking to help out her own cause. A base hit could score two. Ferry kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Fouled back to the screen. I guess it had to be fouled back. It didn't really sound like a lot of... But the umpire signals foul ball, and the way that took off, it had to be fouled off. Had that situation in the Pirate game yesterday where a ball was clearly fouled off, and the umpire said it wasn't. Not the case here. No balls and a strike to Barniak. She reached on an error last time up. Here's the pitch from Ferry. Taken low for a ball. 1-1. The one-out walk to Voighthoffer. The error at first kept the inning alive and brought Voighthoffer around to score. Then the single from Waggett set us up here with second and third and two out. The pitch from Ferry. Ground ball, left side. Rush, a bobble. A run will score. Now rounding third is Waggett. She slides in, and she's safe at the plate. Now taking off for second is Barniak. Let's see if we can get a look at this throw. Obviously, the E6 there Now the throw to the plate, and we're a little shielded from seeing that tag where it came in. Umpire calls safe at the plate, and the Mikes have cut it to one run, 4-3. Ending up at second. I think the umpire is saying she dropped the ball. Richie's not really agreeing with that sentiment. But the call is safe at the plate. And now they're going to walk Karis McConnell with first base empty. So it's first and second for Allie Jacobs. The Mikes coming alive in the bottom of the fifth inning. And all of this with two outs. And keep in mind, the inning was extended by that error at first. Otherwise, none of this comes across for Carmichaels. All unearned runs. One ball, no strikes on Allie Jacobs. Here's the pitch. Chopper, right side. Second baseman can't handle it. They're going to send the runner from third, and no throw at the plate. We are tied. Drylack couldn't handle it. It's got to be an E4. Defense from Chartiers Houston is falling apart here in this fifth inning. And the Mikes have tied it at four. And now a talk among the Chartiers Houston defense. And it's been a crazy bottom of the fifth. Let's go back and recap. You had the one-out walk to Voighthoffer. Dusty staggers. I was almost questioning the choice for a sacrifice bunt in the current situation. But it paid off. They got the runner to second base. The error on the Elena Simon batted ball brought the run home and kept the inning alive. Single by Waggett. Barniak reached on what I think is going to be ruled an error. I'm going to get verification on that. The intentional walk to Karis McConnell, and then Allie Jacobs puts it in play and brings home the tying run with another error. Both runners take off and advance into scoring position on that pitch. The 1-0 count to Megan Voighthoffer. It's now second and third. Go-ahead run at third base for Carmichaels. All four runs coming in this fifth inning. Here's the 1-0. Chopped foul. This has just sort of come out of nowhere in this fifth inning. And boy, the Mikes are scratching out runs, and the Bucks are helping them out with some defensive miscues. They count nonetheless. Ball two to Megan Voighthoffer. Voighthoffer, the ninth batter in this fifth inning for Carmichaels. Very set. Here's the pitch. Called strike. 2-2 on Voighthoffer. Can the Mikes push one more across to take their first lead of the ball game? Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that will retire the side, but we are tied after four runs come across for Carmichaels in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth inning, tied at four on NFHS, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
Just one hit in that inning for Carmichael's. It was the Caitlin Waggett single. Three defensive errors made on batted balls, and then there was that play at the plate as well that the catcher, Richie, if she indeed dropped the ball at the plate, that could be also an error. I know there's been some debate about that here amongst us media types. But Simon came across to score. Caitlin Waggett came across to score. Bailey Barniak came across to score in that inning. McConnell stranded at third, and Jacobs at second when all things were decided. We're in the top of the sixth now, and Chartiers Houston brings up their 6-7-8 part of the order. Shauna Riggle, Emily Suaro, Sydney English. Now in a tie ball game. Swing and a miss, strike one. Chartiers Houston seemed to be in complete control of this ball game through four and a half. And really, certainly had an opportunity to keep that going right through the bottom of the fifth, if not for the defensive miscues. 0-2 the count to Shauna Riggle, who was 0 for 2 today. In fact, you look at the 6-7-8-9 part of this batting order, they are a combined 1 for 8 on the day. Alana Pallone getting a single her last time up out of the 9 hole. 0-2 pitch from Barniak, misses outside 1 and 2. One ball, two strikes. Barniak's pitch misses high. 2-2. Barniak is known for strikeouts, certainly, but that has not been the case today. She has just one in this ballgame. Came in the first inning. Here's the 2-2. There's one. Swing and a miss by Riggle. And that is Barniak's second strikeout of the ballgame. Brings up Emily Suaro, 0 for 2. Two plays made by the pitcher Barniak. Grounded back to the pitcher in the second. Popped out on a bunt attempt in the fourth. Here we are in the top of the sixth, tied at 4. Base is empty, one away. First pitch is fouled back out of play. 0-1 to Suaro. Great game we've got going here, and who would have thought anything else with these two teams, but it was shaping up to not be as close a contest as we've become accustomed to, but here we are tied in the sixth. Swing and a miss, 0-2 to Suaro. Barniak checking the wristband. Kicks and deals. That's a ball, 1-2. Five, two, One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Barniak. Popped up. Miller at third calling for it. She'll make the catch. Two away. Very routine pop out on the left side of the infield. Brings up Sydney English. English 0 for 2 today. Did I see a different number? No, it is 19. Okay, I thought when she swung through, the number looked different there, but this is Sydney English. Make sure we didn't have a substitution that I missed. Barniak's pitch, taken high, ball one. English grounded out to short, last time up. Fouled out with a pop-up in front of the Chartiers Houston dugout. Back in a second. The 1-0. Popped up into shallow right field and down for a foul ball. As Allie Jacobs gets a close-up there on the camera manned by Noah Tennant just beyond the fence. 1-1 the count. Barniak's 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball. As well as Barniak has handled this lower part of the order for Chartiers Houston, she has struggled with the top part of that order with Richie and Rush and Ferry. And she'll have to face them again sooner or later before this game is done. Fly ball to center, and boy, Staggers barely has to move right at her. Cam's under it for the final out, and the Bucks go down in order here in the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, tied at four here on NFHS, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
Few things in life are more important than showing up. And whether you show up for your family, friends, or teammates, it doesn't hurt to bring a plate of their favorite beef dish. Together, we bring more. Find your next crowd pleaser at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning here for Carmichael's. Peyton Plavey leads it off. She led off last inning as well in that bottom of the fifth, but the Mike sent nine to the plate. Called strike one to Plavey. Plavey was retired when her batted ball hit her as she was going down the first base line. Foul tip into the mitt of Richie for strike two. That's how that fifth inning started. And then things kind of got crazy. Three Chartiers Houston errors in that fifth. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Plavey down on strikes for the first time today. That is the 10th strikeout for Meadow Ferry. Avery Voidhoff for the batter now. 0 for 1 today, plus a walk. Her walk came just an inning ago. She would come around and score on that E3. And the first pitch ball to Voidhoffer. One ball, no strikes. Meadow Ferry with a pitch. Fouled off. A We are tied at 4 in the bottom of the 6th inning. Of course, we play 7 here in high school girls softball. Will 7 be enough today? Well, that remains to be seen. The 1-1. Called strike. One ball and two strikes. Pitch from Ferry. Fouled back. Count stays 1-2. Ferry has her sign. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. We'll do it again at 1-2. Both teams with their sights set on Penn State's Beard Field on Thursday. Time is already set for that game. 11 a.m. Thursday will be the 1A championship game. Called strike 3, and Voidhofer can't believe it. Looked like a pretty good pitch from our angle, but we don't always have the greatest angle as I sit here. Staggers the batter. Staggers 0-for-1 today. She had a sacrifice bunt as well. Struck out in her first at-bat. Shows bunt here, bunts it foul. Count 0-1. We do have that replay of that strikeout. We might take a look at it here after this next pitch if we get a chance. Pitch. Bunted. And this is underneath one glove, but the pitcher Ferry will come up and make the play over to first to retire the side. Get a chance to see that play to end the 6th inning as the mics go down in order. Both teams go down in order in the 6th. We head to the 7th inning, tied at 4 here on NFHSGreensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
We're heading to the top of the 7th inning, and this will be a test for Carmichaels and Bailey Barniak because they'll lead off with Alana Pallone. Last time she led off, she singled and scored because Ella Ritchie came up and drove a shot deep over left center field fence. Even if you get past Pallone, Ritchie, Rush, and Ferry have been hard to deal with today, and she will definitely see at least two of them in this top of the 7th inning. First pitch was fouled off by Alana Pallone. Barniak's 0-1 pitch. Pallone pops it up. McConnell's calling for it. She'll make the catch. Easy play, one away. That'll bring up top of the order. Ella Ritchie is 2-for-3 with a single and a two-run home run. She scored twice today. First pitch is a strike. Of course, Ritchie had a home run in the WPL semifinal as well. So in both semifinal matchups this season, Ritchie has homered off of Barniak. Here's the 0-2. I said 0-2. That was just 0-1, excuse me. Now it should be 1-1. Counts right, 1-1. Pitch from Barniak. Popped up, foul territory. That's going to get out of play and heads up back there. Strike two on Ella Ritchie. Lauren Rush on deck. And if either Ritchie or Rush reach base, we'll see Meadow Ferry as well this inning. She's been on base every time. This ball rolls in. Flip side of that is if Barniak is able to get through these next few batters, she has had a much easier time if we should go extra innings. Pitch missing for a ball. 3-2, full count on Ella Ritchie. Long pause between pitches here as Barniak has her sign. And now Ritchie not set. Now the umpire says let's go. Payoff pitch from Barniak. Taken high, ball four. Bucks will have a base runner here with one out in the seventh. And Lauren Rush coming to the plate. Rush has grounded out to third her last two times up, but she had a double and scored in the first. Barniak comes set. First pitch to Rush, taken high, feigning a throw is Waggett to get Ritchie back to first base, but really she was not all that far off the bag to begin with. One ball, no strikes on Rush. Ferry waits on deck, and she will bat, barring a double play. Grounded to third again. Miller scoops it up. Throw is high and away. Trouble now for the Mikes as here comes Ella Ritchie around third. The play is going to come to the plate. Reaching back, and they say applying the tag for the out. The throw came in. Waggett was well in front of the plate when she caught it. I thought Ritchie was going to score behind, but Waggett diving back, and the umpire says she got the tag. The ball wasn't even in the glove. I am not sure about that call. And now Ferry's going to be walked. Wow. Lauren Rush reaches on an E5. Let's go back here. Reaches on the throw that got over Jacobs at first. They sent Ritchie around. And if she was out, that was a heck of a call made there. That ball, and I can't say whether it was right or not. I can say that from the view we had, Waggett kind of has the ball in her throwing hand as she lunges back with both hands to try to apply a tag to Ritchie. I'm not sure she ever got that tag applied. The count is 1-1 to Meadow Ferry has walked intentionally. The count is 1-1 to Zaylee Fawner. As Ferry stands at first and Rush at second after she advanced there on that play at the plate. Pitch high for a ball. Just the position that Waggett was in, well in front of the plate when she fielded that throw, made it feel like it was going to be very tough to get a tag in time on Richie. But the call was that the tag was made. And for the Carmichael's faithful, that's all that matters. Two balls and a strike. Popped up. Waggett might have a play. Diving back. Can't keep it in the glove. Heck of a try by Caitlin Waggett, but it's just a strike. Missed. Make the count 2-2. I believe that play was 4-2 on the put out at the plate. I'll double check that. I think that throw came from the second baseman, Voighthoffer. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch. Fouled off. We'll do it again at 2-2. Or two outs in the inning, too. Apologize. The score bug was a little off. Two outs in the inning. He had the pop out to short, and then the tag at the plate. Couple of plays at the plate today. Both calls went Carmichael's way. The one earlier, sliding in at home, and looked like the tag might have been there. There was a question on whether or not Richie dropped the ball. We've seen pictures that say she did not. So the ruling may have been that the slide was under the tag, and we're going to see Randolph run again here for the pitcher Ferry, as she has done now for a fourth time. But that call went Carmichael's way, and then this call on the tag by Waggett on Ella Ritchie goes Carmichael's way. Two plays at the plate looming large in this contest. This pitch up high for a ball, and it's now 3-2 on Zaylee Fawner. Fawner 0-2 today, plus a sacrifice. Payoff pitch coming from Barniak. Popped up. McConnell is calling for it at shortstop. She'll make the play, and that will retire the side. The Bucks are kept off the board. They did not have a hit in the inning. There was one Carmichael's error, and there were two left on. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. We are tied at 4 here on NFHS, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Swing and a miss. Strike one here from Elena Simon. Leading off from the nine hole in this order. And the Mikes are in a very the same position the Bucks were in a half inning ago, where if they can get their nine hitter on, they turn over the order to the likes of Waggett and Barniak and McConnell to try to walk this thing off in the bottom of the seventh inning. Simon is 0-1 today. She reached on an error in the fifth and came around to score. Showing bunt, kind of half swings at it from a, it's like a swinging bunt type of thing. It comes up empty, and it's 0-2. If you're watching on NFHS, you saw it. I don't have to describe it to you. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from Ferry. And offering on that bunt try and coming up empty. That was, you could see Simon just a little dejected after that at bat. That did not go the way intended for sure. So one away. And now the top of the order for Carmichael's, Caitlin Waggett comes to the plate. She had the only hit in that four-run fifth inning that was marred with Chartiers-Houston errors. Waggett had the only single and takes a strike here. The Mikes only have two hits in the ballgame. Waggett had one of them. The other was the Allie Jacobs single in the fourth. Pitch gets away. 1-1 the count on the Carmichael shortstop Waggett. Or catcher, Carmichael's catcher Waggett. By the way, wanted to make a quick correction on that put out at the plate we've been talking so much about. It was actually a throw from Allie Jacobs, the first baseman, so that put out goes 3-2, not 4-2. Waggett flies one down the line and right. That's going to get out of play up on the bank. Counts 1-2. We're going to look to interview the winning coach and hopefully our player of the game as well. If all things go according to plan, but this thing could end in a frenzy, so it's hard to tell what might happen when the time comes. Swing and a miss. Waggett is down on strikes. Two strikeouts to start the seventh for Meadow Ferry. Bailey Barniak will come to the plate. Two down in the bottom of the seventh. The Bucks hoping for extra innings. Carmichael's would not like to see the eighth come. Thirteen strikeouts for Ferry in the ballgame. And only the two hits given up. But here we are in a 4-4 tie. Count 1-0 to Barniak. Crowd very much into this ballgame. A lot on the line, a trip to the state championship game on the line here at Peterswood Park today. And we're an out away from needing extra frames to decide it. Two balls, no strikes to Barniak. The pitch from Ferry, and it's fouled off of Barniak. And, boy, she actually stepped down on the softball. And fortunately, she didn't turn an ankle or something there out of that. That looked like it could have been ugly. It was fouled off her leg in the batter's box, and as she kind of came out of the box, her right foot came down on the ball. She seems to be just fine after that. Two balls and a strike. Taken for a strike, 2-2. Hear the cheers of the Chartiers Houston faithful here at Peterswood Park. Two balls and two strikes. Meadow Ferry toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Fouled off and just gets over top the... It actually might have stayed in play back there. I guess it did stay on this side of the fence, but hit the fence before Richie could even... Even if she had caught it, wouldn't have been an out. It hit the fence. So two balls and two strikes, the count remains. Ferry's pitch, fouled off, we'll do it again. Good battle here between Ferry and Barniak. Karis McConnell just hoping for a chance to come to the plate here as she waits on deck. Pitch in the dirt. They might appeal to see if Barniak offered. Umpire says no, she did not, and that'll fill up the count 3-2. I said McConnell hoping to bat. Maybe she's not. Only way that would happen with Carmichael's victory would be a home run from Barniak. She doesn't have one on the season, so I'm assuming McConnell would like to bat. And she will get a chance. Bailey Barniak walks down to first base with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. And here is Karis McConnell. And boy, Chartiers Houston knows if there's one batter you probably don't want to face with a runner on the bottom of the seventh of a tied game, it's Karis McConnell. One on, two out, bottom seven. McConnell at the plate. First pitch is high for a ball. McConnell, though, today has struck out twice and was intentionally walked in the fifth. Barniak at first base. The 1-0 to McConnell. Outside. McConnell steps back in. 2-0 is the count. You don't want to be too careful because then you, if you walk McConnell, you put the runner in scoring position, and there's 3-0. And even though it's Karis McConnell at the plate for Carmichael's, their best hitter, I don't know that you give the green light here on 3-0 with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. This might be a take. We'll see. 3-0 pitch. She is not taking. She sends a fly ball down the line. Right, it's over the head of the right fielder, Suaro. Barniak is going to come around third. She's going to be waved home, and the Mikes are going to go to the state championship game. Game-winning RBI double from Karis McConnell ends it, and the Mikes walk it off with a 5-4 victory. First trip to the state championship game for Carmichael's since 1998. We've got a lot to recap here from Peterswood Park, but the Mikes prevail in the bottom of the seventh. We'll come back. We'll talk to Dave Briggs. We'll try to talk to Karis McConnell as well. We'll recap this one when we come back here on NFHS, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Subaru. We have a great offer for a limited time on a new 2024 Subaru Outback. 72-month financing for only 2.9% on all 24 Outback models through the end of the month. Doesn't make any difference if it's a base, a limited, a touring. We have a great selection. Come on up and drive one home today.
Offer good for qualified buyers on new 2024 Subaru Outback models. Must take new retail delivery by 7/1/24.
Bud Baer Subaru, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Welcome back here to Peterswood Park. I'm with head coach Dave Briggs. And Dave, first time going back to the state championship game since 1998. What's the feeling right now?
Feels great. I mean, I'm so proud of the girls. We easily could have gave up there, got down when we were down 4-0. But we just kept battling. That's what the team's done all year. We just play. Don't panic and play. And that obviously carries a huge hit there in the last inning. So
thank you.
I'm just so happy right now.
You guys know this team so well. Chartiers Houston, the fourth time you played this season. Obviously, you had some heartbreak in the WPL semifinal, but here in the state semifinal, you get it done. Just talk about this rivalry that's developed between these two teams.
You can't get any closer. I mean, we've talked about it in papers before, 29 innings, 14-14. Everybody, each batter, their tendencies, the pitchers, their so forth. So it was just a matter of execution today. Who could execute better? You know what I mean, at the plate and not make that big mistake and so forth. So,
and we're gonna push Dave aside here and talk to our player of the game, our Washington County College Center player of the game, also sponsored by McCracken Pharmacy, and we have Karis McConnell here. Karis, congratulations first of all. So you had the big hit in the end that walked it off, the single. What was the feeling like when you hit that ball? Did you know right away that it was going to go to the corner?
Yeah, I kind of hoped she dropped. I thought she was going to catch it. It's a line shot, but when I saw it drop, I was just happy.
Talk about this team as a whole. You guys battled and didn't have your best offensive game. Obviously, going into that seventh inning, only two hits. Took advantage of some errors. One inning to score the four runs, but. What does it mean to just keep battling for this team, to stay with it? I mean, fifth inning, things didn't look so good, but you guys stayed with and prevailed.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, we don't really get down, but we started to get down, and I told everyone we have to get up, and we started to hit.
Well, congratulations. We'll see you out of State College, and enjoy it now, and looking forward to that state championship game. Congratulations. We'll see you out there.
Thank you.
That's Karis McConnell, our player of the game, and that is brought to you by Community College of Beaver County and McCracken Pharmacy.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hey, I apologize for the crackling mic. This should sound a little better now, but we do thank both Dave Briggs and Karis McConnell for joining us there in the post game, but just a fantastic finish to this one. We saw a tight game. Certainly, we figured it would be a tight game, and it did not disappoint. Although in this one, it looked like the Chartiers Houston Bucks kind of had this thing in control. You had the through four innings and really through four and a half innings, the Mike's not able to do anything. But they came through, and a lot of that was aided by Chartiers Houston. Let's get you a recap here. The first inning, the Bucks get on the board with a double from Lauren Rush. and then another double by Taryn Drylak to score the game's first run. Keep in mind, it was a play in that first inning. Shauna Riggle's fly ball into left field was snagged by Peyton Plavey. And it was a great catch that probably saved two runs, and that's another thing. You go back and look at that spot of this game, big moment in this ball game, as the Mikes were able to prevent two more runs from coming across the score in that first inning. So then we go on to the third inning. Ella Ritchie had a single. Meadow Ferry would drive her in with a single of her own. That would be all the scoring until the fifth inning, and that's where you really felt like the Bucks kind of closed this thing out. I'm going to be honest with you. You had the single from Alana Pallone. That led to turning the order over to Ella Ritchie. Her two-run home run made it 4-0. At this point, the Mikes had only had one hit, and now they're facing a four-run deficit as they head to the bottom of the fifth inning, and that's when things got a little crazy. You had the one-out walk to Avery Voighthoffer, a sacrifice bunt. You had a runner at second with one out and still a 4-0 ball game. There was an error on a throw over to first base that allowed the first run to come in to score. Caitlin Waggett had a single. Then you had an E6 that allowed both Simon and Waggett to come around and score. The Waggett play was the questionable one where she slid in. They called her safe. And then on the very next play, after a Karis McConnell intentional walk, there was an E4 on an Allie Jacobs ball put in play that allowed Barniak to come in and score. And suddenly we were tied at four with the Mikes only getting one hit in that inning. Three Chartiers Houston errors led to four unearned runs in that bottom of the fifth inning for Carmichael's. We were tied. Go to the seventh inning. Chartiers Houston had a chance to score, had a play at the plate that, you know, might be talked about a little bit because it was a play where Caitlin Waggett had to dive back with both hands reaching for a tag on Ella Ritchie. Umpire makes the call, says she's out at the plate, and that kept the game at 4-4 going to the bottom of the seventh. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the bottom of the seventh inning, but a walk to Bailey Barniak, and then we'll call it a double. I mean, the game ends in a walk-off. It could be a single, could be a double. Call it whatever you want to, because once Barniak comes around to score after Karis McConnell sends it to the corner, it's a walk-off hit. Whatever you want to call it, Karis McConnell the hero for Carmichael's with that RBI in the seventh inning to win the game 5-4. We're going to take a break, come back, and close this thing up here from Peterswood Park. This is the NFHS Network, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Back here at Peterswood Park here in 5-4 Carmichael's victory. As I want to let you know, this game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, Greensports.net, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. We're looking forward to Thursday, 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll be at State College, Beard Field. Looking forward to that trip. Haven't been there in a couple of years. We were there following the West Green Pioneers for greensports.net four different times, and the Pioneers won two of those state titles. Carmichael's will go out there and look for their first PIAA title since 1998. They'll play the winner of Old Forge and Du Bois Central Catholic. Wonder if you know what, I might have a score on that. Thank you to Jason Kern here telling me that Du Bois Central Catholic leads 2-1, but that's in the bottom of the sixth inning. So not a final, but Dubois Central Catholic, who is a team that we've seen many times over the years playing District 7 teams in PIAA softball, maybe they have the lead in the sixth inning, but they just a slight lead over Old Forge. We'll see what that final is. But Carmichael's will take on the winner of that game. 11 a.m., Penn State University's Beard Field. That's this coming Thursday. So we'll be ready for that one, of course, on greensports.net. We thank you for tuning in today, whether it was on greensports.net, WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network on the air, wherever you were tuned in. We appreciate you joining us. This broadcast has been presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and brought to you by McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. By Bud Bear Subaru, Route 19 South Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on washjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By 10 Mile, experience proven and highly qualified contracting since 2007. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Thank you to both head coaches, Trish Alderson and Dave Briggs. Thank you to Scott Moore, our site director here today. And for Brandon Bennett running the controls, for Noah Tennant on camera, I'm Jason Tennant saying so long today from Peterswood Park. One more time, your final score, Carmichael's 5, Chartiers Houston 4. It's the Mikes going on to the PIAA State Championship game on Thursday. This has been a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.